This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Daniel Henniger, writing his Wonderland column for the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, because immigration is the story of America, the United States of America, the 15th and 16th century. That's when it started. And Dan observes this in his column. It's not especially fresh information, but it might be. Dan, a very good evening to you. Immigration not only built this country, it is the country. Do they, these days in the immigration fight about these people who come to this country without permission, does that become part of the conversation that without immigration we don't exist and that the fending off of migrants is the fending off of the future? Is that irony there, Dan? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. No, it's not really there. That is kind of my point, that the immigration history of the United States is pretty much fading into oblivion beneath the weight of the illegal migrant pest that has been occurring now for several years, especially under Joe Biden's border policy of no policy whatsoever. So we are stuck between these polar opposite policy ideas of Donald Trump's, which was to build a wall back in 2015 or 2016, and Joe Biden's policy, which is to reverse Trump and have no border policy whatsoever. And the only experience that the American people have had the past several years of the subject of immigration here are these images of migrants wading across the Rio Grande River by the millions. 1.6 million have come in the last 2 years without anything done by the federal government other than to ask the Border Patrol to process them through. And what's getting buried in those images and in the polarization of the discussion over migrants is the fact that immigration is fundamental to America's history. Back in the 18th century, 19th century, starting around the 1820s, a wave of immigrants starting in the eastern seaboard rolled western across the country. If you read the history of it, John, it is just quite astonishing, building city and town one after another, almost like pop-up toys, creating practical technologies along the way. That was all done by immigrants. And that story of new workers, new ideas, and new initiatives has kind of undergirded the story of America's success, both as an economic and military power, for the last 150 years. But that looks to be, so it may be stopping now, John, because the experience at the southern border has turned public opinion against the idea of immigration. And that has implications for the long-term future of the United States. So we can have a long debate about the cultural and economic dislocation of these illegal migrants, and certainly the way they're coming in is reprehensible, to say the least. But there is no getting around the fact that people from foreign lands have just all through our history made tremendous contributions to the future of the United States. And I think that's kind of the dynamic that is being put at risk right now.
You report in your column, Dan, that 9 million people are waiting for their green cards. Why is that? What is Washington thinking? What is the leadership thinking about people who have applied patiently to come to America to work?
Well, the leadership in Washington isn't thinking much of anything. I mean, those 9 million people, and many of them in line for over 10 years, are there because the green card and visa system is such a total morass. I mean, it is a mess. And delegated bureaucracy is just getting to the point where they're finding it more and more difficult to process green cards and visas. And this is in no small part because Congress specifically has been unable to rationalize U.S. immigration law now since at least the mid-1970s. We haven't had an immigration reform law passed since those days. And it is in part because the Republicans accuse Democrats of wanting to simply grant amnesty to everybody who is here illegally, and the Democrats and the progressives insisting that asylum, no matter who claims it, is a legitimate basis for simply showing up inside the United States. And as a result, we do not have an immigration law that is worth describing as such here in this country. And the system is just simply bogging down. And the problem with that, John, is that it's not going to go away. No matter how many walls or orange, floating orange buoys, as Governor Abbott is putting across the Rio Grande now in Texas, they're not going to stop coming. So long as the rest of the world is kept impoverished by the lack of trade and so forth with the United States, people will not only keep coming to the United States, they'll be coming to Europe. And this flow of refugees is just kind of like the tides. It will not stop until we figure out a way to rationalize the idea of coming legally to the United States to do productive work.
In the presidential contest now underway, there are going to be voices to say, I can stop the immigrants. Dan, the American people know that that is a false promise. Are they willing to accept that candidate saying, I can stop them?
I think there is a significant percentage of voters who probably are willing to accept that argument, mainly because of the experience of the last 2 years, which is Joe Biden's zero policy of border control. I think that there are quite a few voters who think until we get control of the southern border, it won't be possible to think about doing anything to rationalize our immigration laws. And it's understandable to a great extent, because this is all anyone has seen the last 2 years, is this terrible tragedy down there. But it does mean that there are significant industries in the United States that depend on immigrant and migrant workers, whether it's agriculture or hospitality. They really do rely on those people. I mean, John, there haven't really been Americans picking crops in California since at least the 1960s. All of that work is done by people from Mexico and Latin America. But typically in the past, they've been given work visas to complete that work. But that system, even that system, is collapsing now. And unless we address it pretty quickly, we'll be shooting ourselves in the foot economically by just letting it, shall we say, flow across the Rio Grande.
We have 30 seconds, Dan. Do the American people understand it when we say we're a nation of immigrants? Do they understand what that means, that without immigration, we don't exist?
I think they do. I think it's hard not to see that we're a nation of immigrants. The last 30 or so years have seen a new flow of immigrants come into the United States from Asia, from Southeast Asia, India, Pakistan, Vietnam, China. It's pretty obvious if you just look around you that we remain a nation of immigrants. But I think most of us want to remain a legal nation of immigrants. And the question now is whether our political system has the capability of arriving or getting to that point. But we better do it sooner than later.
Daniel Henniger, I'm John Batchelor.